Om Shanti. Today I thought of sharing about topic of personality of purity. There are so many personalities called in the world. Maybe from different fields, maybe personality related to beauty of body, body build, personality of position, if person is holding higher position in the society, he is also taken as personality. Maybe personality in the field of art, in the field of sports, but our personality of purity is totally unique from all those personalities. And why it is unique? Although it has no any position like the people of the world have, no name like them, no fame like them, but still the personality of purity is unique. So why it is unique, I'm asking from you. Yes. It is from in out. Yes, good.
Outside the inner
world, out in. Yes, good. Anyone else? Purity is the mother of all virtues. Yes. There is effort to make to pure in an impure world. Those personalities, they are not pure personalities, we would say. Although they are personalities, but they are not the pure ones. But here our purity is coming directly from the power of God, from the Supreme Soul, Shivbhava. So this is the uniqueness. Although in the world there are many people who practice celibacy, and it's not that no people in the world they practice celibacy. Is only we Baba's children are practicing purity. It's not like that. But their purity or their celibacy is for different reasons. And they are not going to get those higher achievements or elevated attainments which we are gaining through our purity. And the reason is only it's because of it's coming from Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul direction. And He's the Father of the world, He's the Master of the world. So for 21 births there is guarantee, and even more births. Although whole Kalpa, Baba says, because of that purity we are elevated souls. We are the highest, holiest and the richest souls in the world. And celibacy is the first step. It's not the complete purity. If we define purity in Baba's definition, so celibacy is just the first step. Next step is our behavior and character should be equal to Brahma Baba. we should be brahmachari. Not only brahmachari, but brahmachari. It's a Hindi word which means the one who follow the footsteps of Brahma Baba in thoughts, words and action. And next Baba says, complete purity means completely viceless. Not only one vice, but all vices, and win over the traces of vices even. There should be not a trace of a subtle form of any vice. And Baba says, if even in dreams, if I behave according to any subtle form of vice, maybe, like I'm getting angry on someone in my dream, or I am feeling jealous of someone in my dream, or I am hating someone, means that too is impurity. It's not complete purity. Means I have not up till now attained the complete stage of purity. And next Baba says that whatever routine, Brahmin routine is for you, right from Amrit Vela till sleep, I should be following that accurately. And if I am not following that in an accurate way, I am careless in that Brahmin routine. Means there are ups and downs. Sometimes I get up Amrit Vela, sometimes I am not. Sometime I eat in remembrance of Baba, but sometimes I forget to offer it to Baba. Sometimes I give chaat to Baba before going to sleep. Sometime I forget to give. It's like laziness or carelessness. If I am having in my routine, that too is a bit of impurity. So here we need to check ourselves. What is the stage of my purity? Because our aim is to reach to the perfect stage of purity. Although we are all number-wise, but our aim is to gain that purest stage of the soul, which I had in the beginning. So, as I already told you, if there is any trace, sometimes we feel it's easy to overcome sex lust. And why it is easy for we Brahmins? Because Baba has given us this knowledge that I am not this physical body only, but I am a soul. And when I am soul conscious, the soul conscious vision is pure vision, because soul is neither male nor female. Soul is like we at the level of soul, we are all brothers. So when I am able to create that vision, and when I know that my original nature is purity, my original nature means right from the eternal and in the golden age and silver ages, in two ages, I was pure. So it became easy. As soon as I got that awareness, that it's not that first time I am following this discipline. Every kalpa for two ages completely, and even after that, I could maintain that pure state. So it's not difficult for me. The thing which I have done many times, it becomes easy. So that awareness made that easy for me. And further Baba says that if I am having soul conscious vision, then my pure vibrations, they are purifying the souls around me, and not only the souls around me, but the whole environment, maybe, no, nature. Nature becomes satupradhan from tamupradhan. It depends on level of my purity. If I am soul conscious in my purity, purity means like if I feel that purity is my nature, then the negative vibrations of other souls, sometimes because we are in Iron Age, Kali Yuga, so vibrations of other souls are not that pure because we are coming in contact with all worldly people. It's not only the Brahmin souls we are coming in contact with. When we are in Brahmin world, no problem, because all are soul conscious. 90% souls, especially those who are old Brahmins, they are having pure vision, except few new ones, those who are just coming in that. But when we go out in the world is totally filled with all those negative vibrations of impurity. So then I may get influenced by those vibrations. But if my purity is strong, if my state is strong, if I am really soul conscious, then I am not influenced by those, but my influence will change other souls. Is that true? What do you think? If I get influence, means that shows I am still weak in that. My stage is not up till now that level that I am able to change the world. Baba says, you are world transformers. What is my duty then? If I am world transformer, then what is my duty? I should be able to transform the whole environment, and those who are coming in contact with me, they should feel purity through me, rather than their vibrations are affecting me. And this is service. Baba says, even if you are not speaking a word to the soul, but through your vibrations, they know that you are transmitting good vibrations to them, you are giving peace to them, and they feel happy being around you. They will be comfortable being around you, being with you. So why? Because there is purity in my mind. Purity is the mother of peace and happiness. As you said, that purity is the mother of all values. So all values automatic emerge from you. So this is our stage of purity. And Baba says, the result of this purity is that throughout the whole kalpa, you stay most elevated souls in the world. Like when you are in Paramdham, you are next to Baba. And like sparkle of other souls, when we see stars in the sky, they are sparkling stars. So which stars attract more attention? Those who shine us better than others. In the same way, in the Paramdham, we souls who are pure souls, purest souls, I would say, their sparkle of purity is much more than other souls. And that is why we are closer to Shiv Baba in Paramdham. Our place is closer to Shiv Baba. And then next, when we come down on the earth in Golden Age, then we are having all the attainments of body, mind, wealth and relations. And that is all because of purity, this pure world. The deities, they are double crowned. and even the nature is like slave to them. This we know. Baba has explained us about the golden age, what we are going to get over there. So this body will be disease free, and we are going to live a longer life of 150 years, and there will be natural beauty, natural, that personality will be very natural. And then mind is always peaceful and happy, ever happy, I would say. When we go to the temples and when we see the images of deities, these images even reflect that peace and happiness. I think those who are from those countries where deities are not worshipped, have you seen temples here in India? Yes? Here, this Dalwara temple, how the faces of deities, they look like. So even the faces, they reflect. So because we say face is the index of mind. So the way the mind is, same is the vibration on the face. And you see that when the devotees, they worship in the temples, they offer. They offer many things, and even money also being offered to them. So all the famous temples in India, they are earning billions of rupees. I would say even $1 billion. So billions of rupees, even the non-living images are earning at present. So they are so wealthy. Even those temples are wealthiest at this time. So we can imagine when they were really, you know, like living in this world, how much wealthiest they were. That is why Baba says you are the richest in the world. Those who earn multi-million times income. So when we think over all these things, how much happiness and intoxication we feel, even at present, who we were and who we are going to become in the future. So this is the most elevated attainment in the whole cycle that we had, and now we are going to have it again. And then when we come in copper age, we become worshippers. From worship worthy to we became worshippers. And worshippers, not ordinary worshippers. No, like the deities, they are worshipped in an accurate way. Although all religious fathers, prophets, and even some famous people, like politicians and actors, they are also worshipped nowadays. But how they are worshipped? Just when there is their day, like their birthday or their death day, or maybe some on some occasion. And even in churches, the day of prayer is fixed. There's not right from the morning till night someone is there and worshipping time to time. I have never seen, I have been to many countries and many churches I went, even in mosque also I went. But I see if there is not the day of prayer, then that church is just empty. No one is there. Just only visitors, they go and see and come back. No? But in temples, you will not see like that. There is always one, we say worshipper means pujari, in Hindi it is pujari. He will in the morning wake up the deity and then dress the deity, then offer the bhog. And then there is like special worship with all these instruments. I don't know the real English word about that. We call it kirtan. Can any one of you help me saying that? Kirtan, how would you say? Well, singing some praise of deity, in front of the image. So it's systematic. There are two times this type of singing takes place, morning and evening. And then in the night they, sleep the deity. So very systematic worship, right from the morning till the night. No other religion has this type of method of worship in their worship places. So Baba says, when you are worshipped, still that time too you are very special, special worship. So it's not that double foreigners are not there. You are also going to become a deity. What do you think? Are you all going to become deity or not? So are you there in temples? Do you see your images? Baba sometimes asks, do you see your images in Dalwara temple? In which place you are, you feel yourself, in which this corner you are sitting, because they have made small corners in Dalwala temple. So we are the ones, we were those, and now with our own eyes we can see how we worshipped. And when we become Brahmins in confluence age, this life is also most elevated life. This knowledgeable life, serviceable life. We are the ones who are the serviceable souls. We are world servers. And we are going to become angels. Angel means? And I have seen in foreign lands, they remember angels a lot. Wherever you go to the, especially the famous buildings or historical buildings, they are full of angels. No building, no historical building in foreign lands without angels, I have seen. I think I'm true. So why they remember angels so much? Deities are not worshipped over there. Deities are worshipped only in India. But angels are remembered in the foreign lands because the Baba's children, they served in those countries in the form of angels. So angels means those who are present whenever you need them. This is the duty of angels. In the subtle way they are there for you. So how we are there for people? Because service through mind. We all Brahmins over there, how we are serving? Serving through mind. Spreading the vibrations of peace, happiness, love, power, virtues to the souls of the world. And we are trying to spread Baba's message to those souls. We are trying to benefit each and everyone in the world. So this is how this purity, it makes us so elevated, so highest personalities in the world. And Baba says, purity gives you royalty. This is a royal quality. Makes you royal. And royal means real. The one who is royal has the value of reality. And reality means truth. Truth means whatever I am inside, the same I am outside. Means honest. It's not that I am something inside and when I come in behavior, I am something else. What I say, the same I do. And this is the particular weakness in this Iron Age. What is this weakness? Jhuti Maya, Jhuti Kaya, Jhuta Sab Sansar. This is said, Jhuti Maya, Jhuti Kaya means those. Is any one of you understand Hindi? No one understands. You understand Hindi. You understand. Achha. So, Jhuti Maya, Jhuti Kaya means this whole world is based on at present falsehood. There is only falsehood, not even the traces of truth in this world. And that is how, you know, we all take support of falsehood in everything. Even when we become Brahmins, you know, it's not that our life is completely now truthful, there is no trace of lies. What do you say? Sometimes, no, like even we also take support of lies. Baba says it's okay to do mistakes. No, sometimes we are not able to follow Baba's Srimad fully. Then what Baba expects from us, because He is truthful God, no? Satyam Shivam Sundaram. So He wants that from us. So He wants to listen that whatever you have done, you just realize in front of the Father. Just say the truth. I think 2-3 days ago Baba spoke this in Murli. If you speak the truth, then half of your sin is gone and rest you can cut it through your yoga power. But if you don't speak the truth, then it's going to multiply 100-fold. Your sins are going to accumulate. But sometimes, no, we take it in a simple way, very casual way. Oh, what was there in that? Just a small thing. And if I said a lie, you know, this is okay. This goes in this world. It's not a big thing. The way we, you know, like convince ourselves inside. Whatever I am doing, I justify myself. I feel, oh, it's right. Whatever I have done it. And it's just to save myself, no? Why do we take support of lying? Because I want to save myself. I want to protect myself. Or I want to cover my mistake. I don't want my name to go down. And this sometimes really saves ourselves. It isn't that it doesn't save us. Like speaking lies save ourselves. But Baba says, okay, you will save yourself from your Brahmins, your contacts, your relations. But you cannot hide yourself from whom? Baba. That day Murli, no, Baba spoke this thing. Okay, you cannot save yourself from Almighty. Even you can hide from Brahma Baba, but you cannot hide from Shiv Baba, because Shiv Baba knows everything. He knows all of our chart. So we should be very real, very honest, very truthful to Shiv Baba. And if possible, we should be able to be honest to our instrument souls too. They should be knowing that, what is our reality is. And next royalty is those who are royal souls, pure souls. They are contented. They are fulfilled souls. They are not attracted towards anyone. This is also one of the definition of purity. That you do not ask anything from anyone because you feel that you have everything. once you have everything, then you are not attracted. No? That's very true. Like when you are full, when you ate something and you feel that you are full, then again you don't feel like to eat more. If someone offers you even something delicious, what would be my answer? No thanks. I am full. I cannot eat now. Next time. So same is here. If I feel myself that I have all the attainments, then I am not attracted towards I need this. In Hindi we say chahiye chahiye. So there is no chahiye chahiye. I have everything. This is the feeling. And if you are not fulfilled, then even if you have everything, you have all the physical attainments, subtle attainments, still, what would you feel? I need this, I need that. The list is never complete. So this is not royalty. And the royal people in the world, they are satisfied and contented in themselves. They never see towards others. And Baba says, never ever get influenced by anyone's virtues or specialities or their personality or their looks. Because how should we think? Everything is Baba's, Baba has given to the souls. It's not, whatever virtues or specialties are there, they are coming through him. So I should see Baba always there, and maybe if I want to get inspired by that soul, it's okay. If I want to feel that specially should be in me, that virtue should be in me, then maybe I can make effort. I can, take that virtue from that soul, but there should be no influence of that soul in me, which is called, in other words, subtle attraction. Baba says attachment, then it converts into attachment. And if there is attachment, then vice, because that attachment is going to break my intellect's yoga with Baba. Whenever I will sit in Baba's remembrance, that soul who has influence on me is coming to my mind more than Baba. So then it is a loss, because then it creates a karmic account for me, and then I have to make extra effort to finish that karmic accounts. So subtle things, if I realize myself in a subtle way, then I am able to check my that level of purity. And next Baba says that the one who is pure will be loving but as well as detached. And those who are loving and detached, they will remain happy, constantly happy. And those who are really truthful, they are also, they can stay happy. Baba says, truth means sach to bitho nach. Those who are truthful, they can always dance in happiness, because there is nothing to fear about. So then they are carefree. So I can maintain my level of happiness in all the situations. And I can keep good wishes and good feelings for happiness, for others. And I'm able to transfer my happiness to others. This is the power. That if I am happy, then I am able to give happiness to others. There is no waste about others, no waste thoughts. Even if there are waste thoughts, that is also said impurity. Baba says, the Brahmin souls now, they should be free from waste thoughts. So if I am having waste thoughts of anything or for anyone, they can be affecting my happiness. Waste thoughts, they affect my level of happiness. It reduces happiness. So then how can I finish my waste thoughts? Because waste thoughts too are very common. And sometimes even I am not aware of those waste thoughts. Whole day so many things are coming up, so many situations are coming up. And sometimes even, you know, like, just subconsciously I go into waste thoughts. And then I, you know, recall when I check my chart, oh, my whole day was wasted in such, you know, ways. So Baba says, when you listen Murli, always find out some points for yourself or fix some self-respect points for yourself every day so that you can churn over them, so that when situations arise, you use them. And when we use those positive thoughts which are coming to us from Murli, then we are able to overcome our waste thoughts. So this is how we should be able to maintain our stage of purity as much as we can throughout the day. And our aim is to achieve that complete purity. And when we talk about that traces of vices, as I was talking earlier, out of them anger is most prominent vice. Rest of the vices are not those that difficult for us. But anger, what would you say? I just want to ask from you, is anyone of you can say that I do not get angry at all? I have totally conquered this vice, not even in a subtle way or not even in traces this vice come to me. Yes, no. Better than before, better than when we were Brahmins, not Brahmins, but still, no, like, and this is the big test. When someone is not listening to me, someone is making mistakes, when someone lies, someone deceives me, or someone insults me, say something which I don't like, these are the reasons when I get angry. So maybe, you know, I do not immediately react back to them. No, I listen. Yes. So what happens? I don't react through mouth, but I react through mind. The Brahmin's anger is here more than so. We are more reflecting through vibrations. Our vibrations are so powerful that soul feels that I am not happy with this soul. No? So can we change? Like, these situations are very common. Every day, one or other, we are facing. We have to, no? So this is the real training for the self, real effort for the self, that when such adverse situations, which irritate me or which, you know, create this subtle feelings of revenge in me? Am I able to maintain my good feelings and good wishes for the souls? So what points of Baba's knowledge I need to use at that time to transform my mood or to change my mood, to maintain my that level of purity? And if I am not able to maintain at that time, then what I need to do when I sit in meditation? Then teach yourself, I would say, or talk to yourself. Because these situations, they always really interfere with our yoga. Whenever such situations arise, my mind is not at peace, then your yoga is also interfered. So you are able to recognize, and that time I need to remind myself Baba's knowledge, what Baba says, what is the solution, how I need to. Baba says, feel always compassionate to these type of souls, those who are coming as test paper to you. Because they are under influence of Maya. And it's my duty to help them. Rather than being victim of them, what should I do? I should be helping them. They need my help. So, as I earlier told you, we are world transformer, we are world benefactors. So it's my duty to help that soul. So how can I help that soul? Think over that rather than what that soul should be doing. We think how the soul should be behaving, how they should be talking, they should not be doing this and saying this and like that. So rather than what they should be doing and saying, what I need to think? What is my duty at this time? How I can help the soul? So this is how we can, in subtle way when we do our checkings, we can uplift our level of purity. Especially the purity of mind. I already told that this purity of brahmacharya or celibacy is just the initial step, just the first step. What type of purity Baba wants from us, Baba's hope is like complete purity. And this is the most elevated stage, and that is our aim to achieve. So that is going to make us 16 salacious degree complete, completely virtuous and completely viceless and completely non-violence. And that is the full stage of the soul. Okay? Om Shanti. Want to ask something? Yes. So we are, when our level of purity is that high, we are going to become angels, of that level. Baba says, Brahmins are going to become angels, and from angels we are going to become deities. So our ultimate aim is to become angel. An angel means completely pure. Yes. Because in India there are deities. The purest form of human soul is deities. So India deities worship. And when we go abroad, there is no deity worship, but angels. The purest form of human being is their angel. So that I explain. I have seen abroad everywhere in historical places or religious places, they show angels because Baba's children, they served in those areas as angels. So that is why the memorial is in the form of angels. Angels. And in India, the memorials are in the form of deities. Because deities, they existed here. So that is why they are worshipped in India.
सुकर्मों के बलदार ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो।
सतयुग में